You are listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, episode number 7, Vulnerability, How to Stop Isolating Yourself and Start Changing the World One Connection at a Time. I'm Sean Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our happiness that wakes us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Sally, and on today's episode, I wanted to share this topic with you because I really see this as a worldwide epidemic. And even though we seem to be living in a world where connection has become easier than ever, meaning, you know, we have all these different apps and devices and ways of keeping in contact and in communication with one another. The world literally has gone flat, meaning, you know, you can call and FaceTime and Skype and Zoom with anybody on the planet, you know, as long as there's a device and internet connection. And for the most part, we all do. So because you would think that we've gone so far in our quest to create this kind of connection with one another, you would think that, you know, we as a species would be much less lonely, much more connected. But I have to say the truth is, I am absolutely convinced that this worldwide epidemic that we're suffering right now is disconnection. And I'm going to have to say that to me is absolutely the culprit for, I think, every single mental illness there is. And in turn, because we're mentally and emotionally starved, I think that's causing all kinds of health issues, because you see, your physical body is sort of the last manifestation of what is happening internally within you. And we're sort of still in this emotional dark age, in that we, you know, are still so in denial about our true feelings. You know, the social structure is set up so that you're really not allowed to show any feelings or emotions. And especially for men, you know, I feel for you guys. If there's any men out there who are listening right now, I mean, listen, I feel for you. I really, really feel for you, because, you know, at least we have somewhat of a hall pass when it comes to releasing and expressing our emotions as you know, the female gender. It's not that you won't get judgment, but, you know, you'll just be labeled emotional as if it's a bad thing. I mean, when are we going to wake up to the fact that we are emotional beings? In fact, that is an aspect of us as a human species that is so crucial, and that we have literally rejected, repressed, suppressed, stuffed, and shoved under the carpet. And I think it's time that we wake up and recognize that if we do not start to embrace our emotional bodies, our feelings, then there will truly not be any real healing. You know, there was, I saw this one episode, not an episode, but it was an interview with Deepak Chopra. And he was, I believe, on the, I think it was maybe the Jimmy Kimmel Show or one of those late night talk shows. And what he said just really resonated so deeply within me. So the host was making fun of Donald Trump, and he was saying, Trump's ego is so big, and that, what do we need to do? We need to crush his ego and we need to set him straight. And Deepak said, actually, what Trump needs is a hug. If he got a collective hug from the entire planet, he would actually loosen up, and maybe he would finally break down and embrace his inner child. And I think that is actually the most brilliant thing I've ever heard about handling somebody or dealing with someone or facing someone who clearly is operating from a place of fear. Right? Because if you're coming from a place of love, love means you are taking the other person as a part of you, right? And if you take the other person as a part of you, you can't possibly harm the other person, right? Think about it. I mean, we don't go out of our ways to harm people we love, and we love them in our minds and our hearts. We have put ourselves in a position where we see less of a separation. Right? That's the true meaning of oneness. And again, it's like I find that a lot of these, New Age spiritual teachings are really great when these teachings promote, self-love and independence. And it's like you got to love yourself, love yourself first, and love yourself or no one else is going to love you. And yes, that all may be true. But in the end, we're not looking for separation. In the end, we are looking for connection. In the end, connection is oneness. And oneness is really the true highest meaning of what spirit had intended for us, when we came into this physical body. So let's look at this for a minute. So, okay. I'm going to make this really personal. So, I have a neighbor. She lives across the street, and I see her car all the time, because I think she lives alone, and I don't see a lot of visitors, and I'm starting to wonder how many of us actually are living in close proximity to other people, and yet we are completely isolated. So, I had this conversation with a girlfriend of mine, and I said, "Hey, you know what? There's just something so unnatural about the way we're raising our children, the way that we're living our lives. Of course, I live in a community of, friends, and there's a very great support system that I have created, for myself, because I have young children, and we don't live in a tribal community, meaning I'm doing everything freaking on my own, right? It's not like in the old days where, there's a tribe of women and men who took turns taking care of certain tasks, and so then you were free to then embark on your own, personal journeys on a daily basis. But it's actually quite difficult to do these days if you're raising a family. A lot of stay-at-home moms, I think, would understand the pain of this deep sense of isolation. And so, okay, and I go off on a tangent, but bear with me here. So what I'm saying is, I sat down with a girlfriend and I said, "Hey, how are you feeling about this? Because here we are, even though we are connected, it is a, supportive community, and we do have each other, however, like every single night, where after, rushing around doing carpool and, soccer practice and whatever else activities we've got going on for the kids, we come home and it's like there's this dreaded routine. it almost seems like it's just a dreaded routine. And then we have to make dinner, and then we just sit down or don't sit down, or people are checked out in front of devices and, you know, or the TV. And then we start the whole routine all over again the next day. What happened to community? Like, what happened to just walking over to somebody's house and saying, "Hey, dude, are you free? Like, you want to hang? You want to have dinner?" Without making plans, without like having to set the table and, you know, bring out the nice napkins and like whatever, or like trying to impress your friends by making this delicious gourmet meal, whatever. I mean, can it just be like, "Hey, I'm hungry. You hungry? Your kid's hungry. Can we just get together?" Like, not make a fuss. Don't make a fuss and just have some spontaneous connection. That's what we need. We need spontaneous connection. And so, because spontaneity is just such a difficult thing to achieve these days, my friend and I have decided that we're going to coordinate this spontaneous connection by having dinner with each other and, you know, our respective families once a week. So 1 week, we're going to get together on a weeknight. On a weeknight. Because why not? You know, why not? I mean, we do it a lot more effortlessly, you know, as single people, right? I mean, remember the good old days when you were living alone, or you had, you know, a BF or a GF, but then you didn't have a family, and therefore things were much more fluid. And I think we can really start to redefine what family life looks like. You know, there's so many things we need to question. The entire system that is set up in a way that just traps you and makes you like be on this crazy path of consumerism. So it's all about like, hey, looking good for other people. And do you have the right things? You know, are you like, are you showing off well enough so that you'll gain respect? I mean, it's like the insanity of it all is making me question everything. Are you guys hearing me? I'm not about any of this anymore. Okay. What we need is genuine connection. What we need is real intimacy. What we need is less planning and more spontaneity. What we need is just to say, you know what, fuck it. I'm not going to cook and I don't want to cook. And I want to just be with people who love me, whom I love. And we're just going to hang out. And the kids are going to hang out, because the more social interactions for everyone, the better. It doesn't matter who you are. And for those of you, okay, and here's another thing. Okay, I'm totally going off on a rant today, but it's because I have so much to say about this topic, you guys. For those of you out there who are saying, you know what, I need my alone time. You know what, I'm super independent, and you know, I need personal space. Well, that's great. I understand that, but those are the people who are the most lonely, is what I've come to understand. And they're needing personal space because they are terrified of allowing people in. They are terrified of showing who they really are. They are terrified of opening their hearts and saying, hey, this is who I really am. That's why they're emotionally disconnected. That's why they need a lot of personal and alone time. Okay, don't believe me? Watch and observe someone who is super independent who says they need a lot of alone time. And then you tell me how close you can get to that person, how many close friends they actually have. They may, right? And maybe they are able to really, really open up. I mean, on that deep, deep, soulful level where they're sharing all their insecurities and they're showing all their scars and you know, they're sharing their true vulnerability. Chances are, even though they may have, you know, quote unquote, really good friends, they're not vulnerable enough to actually share the parts of them that they don't want other people to see. You know, the parts that are insecure, parts that are saying, oh my God, I'm fearful and doubtful, and I don't know if I can do it, and I don't think I'm good enough. They don't want you to see that. So they say, you know, I'm independent. I don't need anybody. I'm super independent. And I have no weaknesses. I have no vulnerability. I'm above it all, and I feel great all the time. And I'm so above it all that, you know, I wake up and I woke up like this. I'm just fabulous. That's like, come on. Come on. Get real. Nobody. I don't care who you are. Nobody lives in that space all the time. And the more isolated you are, the more isolation you put yourself in, the more you're going to need that connection. But then because you lack the vulnerability to reach out and say, yeah, I'm lonely and I want to hang out, the more you are unable to do that, then the less skillful you're going to be at doing that, right? So then therefore, you're just going to keep yourself isolated even more. I'm telling you, just ask any stay-at-home mom, right? Like, the level of disconnection and loneliness is reaching, it's an epidemic. It really is. And we need to shed some light on it, because we expect so much from women. We expect women to be super women. You know, stay at home, not stay at home, doesn't even matter. But it's like raising children as a stay-at-home mom by yourself, I think creates insanity. I think it really creates insanity. And you know, these play dates are great, but again, they're all centered around the children. So what about the mother as an individual? Where's she getting her juju from? It's not from talking about diapers all day, you know? Reclaiming our connection and reaching out when we are feeling isolated is a skill set. And it requires tremendous vulnerability. But you know what? Start getting vulnerable. You just need to. Call a friend and say, hey, I'm super lonely. This isolation bubble that I'm in super sucks. And you know what? I guarantee you, your friend's going to be like, oh my God, me too. I'm freaking lonely as hell too. Why do we put ourselves in these bubbles? Right? So call up a friend. Schedule these spontaneous dinners, especially if you have a family. I'm serious, guys. I'm serious. And I'm not talking about like making plans on the weekend and, you know, like have dinner parties. No. That's great and all. Dinner parties are great and all, but that's like an event in itself. I'm talking about implementing and putting in place what you would do with like a tribe, with your family. And we have to create these families within our communities, because for most of us, we don't live with our families, right? Like, I'm talking about extended families, right? So call up a friend, schedule a night, and call it spontaneous if you want, but schedule a night where you're not there to impress anybody. Like, just show up with like a baguette and some ham, or, you know, like a pizza, a rotisserie chicken, whatever. Don't even have to go out of your way to do anything. Just show up and be like, oh my God, how was your day? It was all right. How was your day? It was all right. You know, and walk over to your neighbor and get her a bouquet of flowers. If you know that she's there like all the time, pretty much all alone, like be that person, because you have to be the change. So be that person. Show up. Just say, hey, you know, I know we're neighbors. We hardly talk. I don't even know like what you're into. I see that your TV's on all the time, you know, but I don't know what you're into. What are you into? And I just wanted to bring you some flowers because I love it when people bring me flowers, you know. Community, connection, Vulnerability. Let's go change the world. Okay? One connection at a time. Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's Shan Sally. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's Shan Sally Health. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.